Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier. All with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious, and all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world? Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Valesky joins us once again. He's with the Integrated Pest Management Program with Utah State University's Extension Service. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian.
Busy time of year for you this year, and with the warming temperatures, there's certainly a lot more pests out there.
Yeah, definitely. There's always lots to look for at all parts of the summertime.
For folks unfamiliar with the Integrated Pest Management Program, what does that mean?
So our USU Extension Integrated Pest Management Program, we are a statewide program through USU. We work with farmers, homeowners, property managers, landscapers on how to manage different arthropod and disease pests within their landscape. So whether that's like a farm, a backyard, or a home garden, we work with growers on identifying problems and how they can sustainably manage them. So it's good for their home landscape and good for the environment as well.
So it's statewide, yet it pretty much encompasses everybody and everything as far as pests. And you've certainly been busy creating a lot of resources for folks out there.
Yes.
And you've actually been there for a while now.
Yeah, this will be my fourth summer here.
We're glad you're here. You've done a lot of good things in the last few years. I like the community outreach programs you've been doing. And this year, you've actually created some new resources online.
Yeah, so on top of our old resources we have two new guidebooks I wanted to talk about. We have the first one, which is the Abiotic Disorders of Tomatoes. So tomatoes are one of the most popular crops that everyone likes to grow in their backyard garden. But tomatoes can be tricky. There can be a lot of problems. And a lot of the problems that home gardeners see with their tomatoes aren't actually arthropod or insect or disease related. Rather, they're abiotic problems. So that means that associated with non-living factors like the weather, the temperature, soil nutrients. So we put together this new guide, and we just talk about all these different problems, how growers can identify them, what the severity of it is, what parts of the plant it affects, and then most importantly, how they can manage and prevent that. So we have the Abiotic Disorders of Tomatoes, and that is on our website, extension.usu.edu/pet. and you can find that in our guidebook tab. And then another book we have, a new one, is The Pests of Hemp in Utah. So hemp production is becoming more common here in the western United States. So for the past few years, our team, we've done surveys for different diseases and insect pests that have been affecting hemp growers here in the state. So we put together this new guide talking about all the findings. And we also include some pests that might occur in Utah as well. So if hemp is a crop that you're growing on your farm, this is definitely a good guide you can reference to better understand the pests and how you can monitor and manage them. Also available on the website.
Same place?
Yep.
I like the fact that you're so fast on taking care of these things. What type of pests are typically associated with hemp?
So there's a lot of larval or caterpillar pests that can affect hemp. And then a lot of other pests that we're familiar with our other crops can also affect it, like aphids, thrips, grasshoppers, and a lot of the bacterial and fungal diseases as well.
You've mentioned quite a few different pests. Are we seeing any serious different trends this year as opposed to other years that we typically would see this time of year?
Yeah, so a lot of things that I've been noticing out on farms is I think we can expect a pretty bad grasshopper problem this season because we had a drier than normal spring. So because of that, a lot of those overwintering eggs were able to hatch successfully. So some areas around the state and region might see kind of an influx of grasshoppers. And if you're out in your landscape right now, you can be looking for the tiny little grasshopper nymphs. And you'll usually find them in roadside ditches, pasture lands, fields. But you can also find them in, like I said, your home landscape. So once a lot of those areas dry out, they're going to move towards the greener crops, which unfortunately might be your vegetable garden.
I've seen a lot of them myself. I'm actually not surprised you mentioned that because there have been a lot of them, little tiny guys right now, but they won't take long for them to get big. How about leafhoppers?
Yeah, so there's several different species of leafhoppers that can be a problem with our home garden. One of the most common ones I see is the potato leafhopper, which obviously affects our potato crops, but can affect a lot of our other vegetable crops as well. And if there's enough of them, their feeding on the foliage can cause some browning or hopper burn, we call it, which can obviously affect the plant's photosynthesis. Another leafhopper that avid gardeners might be familiar with is the beet leafhopper, which notoriously spreads the beet curly top virus, which can affect a wide range of our vegetable crops, including tomatoes. So that's one of the more serious ones we want to be mindful of.
Are we seeing an increase of those over other years this year?
Yeah, so we have reports of beet curly top virus in Washington County. And then we have some suspect cases kind of up here farther north. So we can safely assume that the beet leafhoppers are actively about. So typically they overwinter in the southern areas, and then they'll move north with the wind current. So about this time of year is when you should be monitoring your tomatoes and other host crops for the symptoms of the beet curly top virus.
Good to know. That's real good advice. And I know it can be devastating. And if you get that in your tomatoes, you need to rip those plants out and destroy them.
Yeah, definitely. So once a plant gets that virus, there's no cure. So the best method is to remove that plant to prevent further spread to healthy plants.
Not too many years ago, that was a pretty significant hit for a lot of our tomato growers. In fact, some of them had up to 50, 60% of their tomatoes knocked off because of that.
Yes, definitely.
And as far as prevention, is there any prevention tips as far as the leafhoppers?
Yeah, so when you're controlling the virus, you obviously want to focus control on the leafhoppers themselves. So what's practical for a lot of small home gardeners, if they're worried about that in their area, they could go out and monitor their plants. so they can use like a white sheet of paper, like some sort of tray, shake the plant, and then if they can get a look at all the different insect or arthropods that fall onto that, and they can look for those tiny little leaf hoppers. And then if they do see leaf hoppers, I recommend giving their plants a good strong spray of water just to dislodge or get rid of any of them. Another option that we've done research on a few years back is using row covers over the tomato plants, which row covers exclude leaf hoppers and a lot of other pests. For large gardeners or large farmers who have like a whole field of tomatoes, they want to be out monitoring for the symptoms of the beet curly top virus. And typically the feeding of the beet leaf hoppers is sporadic. So you might find sporadic cases of the beet curly top virus on the tomatoes. So go ahead, like we said before, and pull those plants to prevent it from spreading further into your field.
Good advice. How are we looking as far as squash bugs this year?
So squash bugs are always a problem. Depending on the growth stage of where your plants are, now is the time to be out monitoring for them. So check the base of your plants and the soil, especially for those overwintering adults. And then you can simply just remove them into a bucket of soapy water. And then also be looking for those brown, orange, bronze colored eggs. They're typically on the undersides of your cucurbit leaves. So squashes, winter squash, summer squash, cucumbers, and then get rid of those eggs. So if you stay on top of it at this point in the season, it'll be easier going forward.
Those things carry a lot of viruses and diseases and things, and man, they can really knock you offline.
Yeah.
Good to know. What about aphids? I know aphids tend to like dry conditions.
Yeah, so aphids are definitely a problem season-long on pretty much every crop and landscape plant that you can think of. So right now, cabbage aphids are becoming more prevalent on our brassica crops. So cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, kohlrabi, Brussels sprouts. So as those start to get bigger, they will be more attractive to the cabbage aphids, which like all the nooks and crannies of our brassica crops. And they're the ones that have that white powdery wax on them. So they're pretty easy to identify. And the best way to manage those, especially for small home gardeners, is to use a strong stream of water, and you can spray them down, just knocking them off with the water. Or if you want to use organic products like neem oil or insecticidal soaps, those are good options. And then when you are spraying, you want to make sure that you're getting, again, in all the nooks and crannies of the plants and make sure you're directly hitting those aphids. Because if you're not hitting them, then the spraying is not going to do any good.
Does that same spray also help with cabbage loopers?
So cabbage loopers, those are the little larvae. So yeah, if you do spray, you might want to consider something a little tougher than neem oil or insecticidal soap. Some other organic options include spinosad for products that have the active ingredient spinosad, or BT, which is the bacterium Bacillus thuringiensis. Those work really well on cabbage loopers and other larval pests. And when you're out looking for those, you want to look early in the morning or in the evening, because during the heat of the day, they're going to be hard to find because they're hiding away.
Again, if folks missed any of this or if they're looking for other pests, you have a ton of resources right there at your website.
Yeah, so our website is extension.usu.edu/pests. And on that website, we have a lot of sections. We have fact sheets, which go in-depth on specific insects, arthropod, and diseases that you can see in your fruit trees, your vegetable crops. Or if you're a larger farmer, we talk a lot about alfalfa, corn, small grains. So we have information on that. And then, of course, we have different guidebooks, like I mentioned a few earlier, And then I always like to reference people to our video presentations. These are short 5 to 10 minute videos talking about specific pests, and we demonstrate different ways of how to manage them. So there's a lot of good resources on our website.
And another resource you've been adding starting last year is an opportunity for people to text their pests to you.
Yeah, so we have a phone number. That's part of our Utah Plant Pest Diagnostic Lab. So what you can do is you can take a really clear image of a pest that you see inside your home or you might see out in your landscape, and you can text our phone number that picture, and then our system will allow us to see it easily, and then we'll be able to get back to you.
You've really been working hard to make it accessible to folks out there, and what's that number for that text to pest?
So our text number is 385-367-3773.
Again, you've got a lot of things you do throughout the year. I know you supported the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers not too many months ago with a presentation and helping them out, and you do this all the time.
Yeah, definitely. So I enjoy coming out to different gardens, farms, and different organizations and talking about pest management for whatever crops.
And we've actually started up the series again this year with pest identification and tips and tricks on our program with you. And we just ran the segment on squash bugs. We ran squash bugs last week. Great segment. A lot of things I've forgotten since last year.
Yeah, it's always good to review the information.
And pest identification is a big deal. I mean, if you're spraying or if you're not approaching it correctly for the right pest, you won't get the results you want.
Yeah, so identification is always the first step because you want to make sure that you're, one, identifying the pest correctly because there can be a lot of look-alike. And two, you want to make sure that pest is the one causing the problems that you're seeing. So that way your management can be appropriately tailored. And that way you can make sure everything's correct and you're not wasting any time, energy, or money.
I like the fact that you've approached tomatoes this year with all of the other options out there besides pests. That way we're not blaming the wrong guys.
Yeah, exactly, because there's a lot of those abiotic problems as well.
Exactly. I know if you don't water it, that's a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Simple thing to fix if you just are watching the right things. So lots of opportunities here. Again, where do they go? Where's the first stop people should be considering when they want to learn more about pests?
So our homepage is extension.usu.edu/pests. And you can also find us on USU Extension-Utah Pests on Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of content on there, and we love when people ask us questions and send us photos on social media as well. Of course, you can always reach out to me or someone in our Utah Pest team here at Extension, and we'll be more than glad to help you.
Now, do you have people throughout the state of Utah that can help in person, or is the best way to send that is to text to you?
They're totally welcome to contact our Utah Plant Pest Diagnostic Lab. And so we also work a lot with all the local county Extension faculty, which serves all of Utah. So USU Extension has a whole team of people who can get you help and direct you of where to get help if you need it.
This is a little outside of your box, but not too many doors down the way from you. There's also the folks that do the coddling moth and the fruit pest management.
Yeah, definitely. So our team, we do a lot with fruit pest management as well. So I always recommend people subscribe to the Utah Fruit Pest Advisories. And they can get good information on timing and spray schedules for all the common fruit pests that are problematic every year.
Everything from the cherry worms to the coddling moth to all kinds of little nasty pests.
Yes.
Devastating if you don't take care of them. Anything else we should be talking about? Anything else on your radar?
I just always refer people to our website and just to feel free to ask any questions if they have any.
Again, where's that website? Where's the number they can call you at?
So extension.usu.edu/pest. And my number, so my office number is 435-797-0319.
That helps so much. And I like the fact that you approach this so many different ways. You'd cover the different things like mulches, keeping the area clean, sanitation, the different types of organic versus traditional type methods, elimination of these pests.
Yeah, we kind of compile all that together and call that integrated pest management. So we look at all aspects, cultural, mechanical, biological, and chemical, when we want to control our pests.
All needs to work together, all needs to function together to be successful.
Yes.
We do thank you for all that you do. Again, website one last time.
extension.usu.edu/pest.
Nick Valesky joining us once again with the Integrated Pest Management Program with Utah State University. Appreciate all that you do.
Yeah, thank you.
My man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from a broski.
No, thank you, that's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. He never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Growing up, I think we always looked at fireworks one way. You know, they're fun. Exciting. We knew they could be dangerous too, of course, but as long as you were careful, which we thought we were, we could not have been more wrong.
Fire crews say about 200 homes were evacuated here in Washington City.
It's now torched more than 11,000 acres and at this point is 0% contained.
This comes as the Beehive State is experiencing one of its worst fire years, with the vast majority considered human-caused and entirely preventable.
In an update, three teenagers are facing criminal charges related to their involvement in the Turkey Farm Road fire.
The blaze cost more than $2.5 million to fight the flames and even more to rehabilitate the scorched land.
We can't go back and change that. But we can help others learn from our mistake. Please use fireworks responsibly. Always have water. Never use them near dry vegetation like grass or brush. And only use fireworks when and where it's legal.
Dry beans are becoming more popular for backyard gardeners with limited water. We're still producing a great harvest. Next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Play safe. Don't be a boating statistic. Nearly 80% of people who drowned in boating accidents would have survived if they'd only worn their life jacket. Anyone being towed from a boat, operating a personal watercraft, and children 12 and under must wear life jackets at all times. Utah State Park Rangers recommend everyone wear a life jacket. Utah boaters wear it. A message from the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Grow a crop of dry beans in areas with minimal water. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs shares some of his findings.
We've had all kinds of peas and beans from Africa, especially dry beans. People often don't think so much of growing beans for dry storage, for the dry beans, as much as they used to in the past. When people think of beans in their garden, they're thinking mainly of the string beans, mainly, or scarlet runner beans, that sort of thing. But the Seed Tube program has a lot of beans that are still grown for dry purposes across, you know, Central Asia, places like Armenia in Africa, and places like Uganda and Tanzania and those kinds of places. These dry beans, I think, is something that we have to think about again, because they're incredible. You go online, you see there's an enormous diversity of colors and shapes, and dry beans, I think, they're going to come back. I think people are going to start to appreciate the value of dry beans and growing them in their gardens and their back fields. And because they can be stored, they last for years, and they're very easy to grow. We also brought back three or four from Africa, from West Africa, which when we were in the field, we saw that the people there grow them for the dry beans strictly. But we tried the young beans in a string bean form, and they were delicious. SeedZoo.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure, explore Utah, and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? When will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, The USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Hey, this is James Ray with Be Ready Utah. I am the Be Ready Business Program Lead for the state of Utah. And today I'm going to talk about what is Be Ready Business and what can we offer for you. Be Ready Business does a lot of things with business continuity planning and private sector preparedness. Lots of information to help you out. There are a couple of reality checks when it comes to private sector preparedness. First of all, it's time consuming for small businesses who don't necessarily have manpower or knowledge to dedicate to it. Most businesses are just trying to keep their business afloat. The second thing with preparedness for the private sector is it's not necessarily natural to spend time on something that you hope never happens and money on something you hope that you never need. These realities are some of the root causes for why so many businesses have not addressed their private sector preparedness. But we also just can't keep this other reality away. Disasters happen, and if it catches my business unprepared, my business can sink. Everybody could lose their job, and everything I worked so hard for could be no more. So for a new perspective, business preparedness could be one of the more important things that you could do for your business. So Be Ready Business provides a lot of preparedness information that is private sector central. There's a lot of information on the website, BeReadyUtah.gov. We also have an email platform where people can sign up to receive emails for private sector related information. Got a lot of social media accounts that are available. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just follow hashtag BeReadyBusiness on BeReadyUtah social media platforms, and you can see what's being talked about for private sector preparedness. In addition to that, we've got a lot of videos on YouTube that could be utilized to air in your workplace. Send them to your coworkers and say, hey, here's a preparedness principle or idea for you. We've also got a ton of information on Pinterest. And then our Be Ready Business calendar that you can also find on our website is free and available with lots of different events that are going on throughout National Preparedness Month and throughout the year. Be Ready Business provides business continuity planning, training. We've got tools, templates, and we also provide consultation. So if there are private sectors anywhere out there that would like to build a business continuity plan, please let Be Ready Utah know. We're also trying to connect you to your local emergency managers and local private sector preparedness councils. And there's a lot of subject matter experts out there that can be connected to help you out with your questions. There's a lot of training opportunities. Private sector is oftentimes very interested in active shooter preparedness, cybersecurity, a lot of different topics and training opportunities that are out there. And if you are part of what's called the critical infrastructure, then there's security assessments that can be provided to you. One of our partner programs in our office is the Utah Public-Private Partnership, and they do security assessments for cyber as well as site and even supply chain-based assessments. And then one additional great tool that Be Ready Business provides to you is a recognition platform. We want to recognize you as a prepared business. And if you go onto our website, BeReadyUtah.gov, there's a place on there you can go through to go down the check marks and see, hey, what can we do to fulfill the requirements to become a ready business? And then you can receive some recognition for that. With that, Be Ready Business. This has been James Ray with Be Ready Utah, and thank you.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Janine Dean is joining us once again. She's the Community and Cultural Events Coordinator for Payson City. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me again. Thank you.
We are so thrilled to have you back again. This is a fun time of year, and we're almost on the doorstep of the big Scottish Festival.
Yes, it's right around the corner. The Scottish Festival is always the second weekend in July.
That is a huge event. And I remember the first year we ever went to it, I was shocked at how big it was, how interactive it was, how fun it is. There's so many different elements. You could be there all day, every day, and still not experience everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the annual Payson Scottish Festival has the Highland Games. They celebrate Scottish traditions from dance, music, food. Of course, those great competitions where the guys are lifting heavy objects and competing to see who can toss things the furthest and throw things the furthest. So, and then there's the fun vendors specialized in Scottish items and Scottish kilts for sale. And so it's just a really fun 2 days of full entertainment and a parade. So there's lots of fun things to do.
No doubt about it. And you don't forget the little ones, too. I've seen some very interactive events for the little ones, too, as far as sword fighting and all kinds of things.
Yep, exactly. I guess that's the only time they're going to have a little kid fight with a sword, huh?
I think if I remember correctly, there are pool noodles, but they sure did give you the opportunity to get a feel, pretend anyway.
Yep, you're right.
It is really well done. That is fantastic. And again, it's the second week of July. Where is it at in Payson?
So it's at our Memorial Park, and that's on Main Street at 300 South.
Bring a little extra change so you can get yourself some snacks and souvenirs while you're there.
Yep, it's been going on for several years, and it just brings in thousands of people. So come and enjoy the fun. The park is shaded, so it really is a beautiful couple of days to come to Payson and celebrate your Scottish heritage.
And it's an opportunity for you to research and find out if you have a little Scottish heritage in your background. And everyone's so friendly there, too. I was real impressed with how friendly everyone was. Food smelled and tasted fantastic. If you're coming home hungry, it's your own fault.
Very true. I agree with everything you said. Yes.
Admission to the big event is free.
Yeah, so a lot of Scottish events around, they do charge even an entry fee. But here, it's free. You're able to enter, and then if you want to buy things on your own accord, then you can do that. The entry is definitely free into Memorial Park.
I think that's what sets you guys apart from some of the other events I have seen in the past. And you have so much interactive stuff. To me, it's just easier to go there and enjoy that, come and go as you wish.
I love that, too, yes. We're really looking forward to this. It's going to be a really fun family event.
That's what I like about it. You are always thinking out of the box. What can we do that's different, what's going to be fun, what's going to be interactive, and what includes everybody?
Yes, I think so, too. You've got to include the kids because they're the ones that are going to say, hey, Mom and Dad, I want to go try this out. So they're the initiators to a lot of these events. So it makes it a lot of fun to bring the family.
And then Salmon Supper is not too far away, but it is sold out already.
It is, if you can believe it. Tickets went on sale June 1st this year, and we did sell out actually today when I looked. So it's a really fun event. I was pleasantly surprised because with prices going up, it just increased so much this year from the cost of the fish to the containers. So I was a little worried when I knew I'd have to raise that price. But we are sold out this year, so if those who are interested in the Salmon Supper for next year, it's always the first Friday in August, and it's at our beautiful Memorial Park also. You get a delicious, huge piece of salmon, corn, potato, roll, coleslaw, and a cookie, and bottled water. It's a delicious meal out in our beautiful park, a relaxing atmosphere of free entertainment. And we serve close to 4,500 people in about 4 hours. So put that on your calendar for next year. tickets do go on sale by July 1st. So buy them early if you're interested.
That is incredible. I mean, if it's selling out that early, I mean, it's over a month early on these things.
I know.
Maybe next year we need to open up 2 days on it. Your volunteers work already pretty hard, but...
Right. Yes. That's beyond what I can do, unfortunately. We're all pretty exhausted by the second day, so...
What amazes me is how simple it is seasoned, but yet it's so delicious.
Yes, it is. Yep. Cooked over an open fire by our local fire department, and it's over fruit wood. So I think that's the special ingredient is over apple and cherry wood. So it has a unique, yummy, delicious flavor, which the aroma fills the whole city, of course. Clear to the freeway.
I have noticed that before. The first time we went over there, I could smell it from the freeway coming into town, and it is amazing. I mean, and it, what I love also, it celebrates the heritage of Payson City in part. I mean, Golden Onion Days is a big deal, but those orchards have been a big part of Payson City from the beginning.
Yep.
Janine Dean joining us once again. She's the Community and Cultural Events Coordinator with Payson City. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't gonna catch themselves, am I right?
Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you. That's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Play safe. Boating accidents happen quickly. You never know when you might end up in the water. Wear your life jacket and have a throwable life preserver on board. Remember, Utah boaters wear it. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Be a good witness when reporting poachers. We're bringing out the smartphones next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Hi,
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Help catch poachers to protect our wildlife resources. Mitchell Lane with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources makes some recommendations.
Which brings me to what being a good witness is. We ask people to try and get as much information as they can without jeopardizing their safety in any way or creating any kind of a controversial or adversarial situation between them and a possible suspect. But it could be obviously what the violation or suspected violation is, what it is this person or people are doing, where they're at, numbers of people, descriptions of people, if there's a vehicle associated, a vehicle description, and better yet, a license plate number, any kind of that information that they can safely collect and then get to us, and then get to us as soon as possible, then we can use that information and hopefully respond and maybe get there while these individuals are still on scene or still engaged in the activity. But if not, enough information that we can maybe follow up, track down and investigate the incident. Yeah, I think we've all seen how photos and video have almost become part of everyday life. And yeah, it does present that as an option now for obtaining information on a particular incident or people.
May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff. Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Of adventure invoked from the past.
He's hunting and fishing in marshes and mountains, discovering life in the backcountry wild, exploring the West with its treasures abounding, with the soul of a sportsman and heart of a child. Wild and free, the song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free, in the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.